Thank you very much, Motown. And friends, so... We've already played longer than we were scheduled to, and we don't want to take too much more time from Steve Kimmock and friends. But don't fret. I just have a few announcements to read. They're going to figure out what we're going to do, and then we'll move along in an orderly fashion, quickly. But first, I have an announcement to read. Happy 50th birthday to Terry. Love, Howie. Happy birthday to Nicole. Happy 26th birthday to Liz Thurston. Happy birthday to Elizabeth. Happy 51st show to Dennis McBride. Sorry you missed your 50th at the Beekman. Dan. Hiles, 30th show. Hi, Al. Tell Rob I said hi. Dan Hiles said hi. It's Skylar's 100th show. Thank you very much, Skylar. We really appreciate it. It's also Don Trombley's 100th show. Thank you very much, Don Trombley. And this is a very important announcement, and it's long. My name is Jeremy, and it's my 10th show. I don't know if you've heard, but Valentine's in Albany is closing. Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. They're hopefully going to relocate, but I'm gonna, okay. Okay, thank you, Jeremy. We appreciate that. So, as you may know, but Valentine's is near and dear to the band Mo, as is Albany and much of upstate New York. Happy 27th birthday to Nicole G from Johnstown. And also, I have one other really, really just cool announcement to make. So, we got an email from some folks that actually live here in Turin. And there's a family that just lives down at the end of West Road, and they've been coming to Motown since its inception. And there's a girl in their family named Erin who was really psyched about Motown this year, and she was due for a kidney transplant, and Motown was going to be sort of the last hurrah before her kidney transplant. But as it turns out, she got called up for a kidney transplant this week. And she couldn't come to Motown because of her kidney transplant. I'm happy to say that Erin had her kidney transplant today and everything went really, really well. So, I want to say we're really happy for Erin and her family. So, you know, thank you to all of you and thank you to Erin and her family, and it's good to be here. And so, we'll move along quickly and go see Steve Kimmock and friends.
One other thing, for anybody, I was asked to make this announcement. If you're playing lacrosse tomorrow morning, we're meeting right after this set. We're meeting in front of the tonight. We're meeting in front of the lodge just for a quick rundown of what we're gonna do tomorrow morning. So, anybody who's planning on playing, please meet up right in front of the lodge after we're done here.